Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Senior Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Thank you for joining us today as we share together in God's precious Word. Here's Senior Pastor Walt Lanier, taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
Let's look at the millennium, okay? The millennium. I want to try to finish this today, if at all possible. There's so much here, I know you have your outline. Let me just read through this, and then today I want to talk about David and the kingdom and how David himself will rule in the millennium. But you notice in your notes, at the very beginning, most men will be killed by the end of the tribulation, leaving only a few men left to enter to the millennium. We've talked about that, and I don't want to rehash it. But I'm just, let me leave this week. I'm glad I'm not going through the tribulation period. There's a lot of preachers, even people, I saw them this week on, I get blurbs and I get kidded on YouTube. I don't do Facebook, I really don't. But I get on some things and you get these shorts, they're called, and I guess they're called, Caleb was talking about this morning, are they cookies, whatever. The interest that you have, what do you call those things? Dark cookies. If they see you like watch preacher stuff and all of a sudden you get preacher stuff on your shorts. And somebody had a short on there, and I kind of watched a little bit of that, how he talked about how he used to be pre-trib and now he's going to go through the tribulation. I did just like this. The Bible, nowhere, not one verse, not one, and listen to me closely, I know this is going out on the radio. And people on radio, you need to get this. It goes out online. Listen very closely. Not one verse in all Scripture, not one, tells us to look for the Antichrist.
That's right.
Not one. But verses over and over and over and over again tells us to look for the Christ.
Amen.
Or to look for Him. The last three things that Jesus tells us in Revelation 22, His very last words, I come quickly, surely I come, the very last words He tells us. But yet people disregard that and they take Scripture and they turn it and they twist it to their philosophy of whatever, of doctrine. And they say, well, we have to go through the tribulation period because of A, B, C, X, Y, Z. We're going to see that this ain't what this lesson is all about, but I want you to have... You quit listening to those people. Amen, preacher. Okay? Jesus could come at any moment. We're to be always anticipating the coming of Christ. He could come at any moment. And all God's people said,
amen.
Amen. Surely I come quickly. And then John, the last words that he wrote, he said, even so, come, Lord Jesus. I know we're talking about the millennium, but I'm stuck on this for just a second. John, who wrote down the book of Revelation, he saw these things. He saw heaven open. He wrote to the seven churches in the first couple of chapters. Chapter number four, he was caught up into the heavens. And then he saw John wrote those things about the seals that were opened. He wrote those things about the trumpets that was blown. He saw those things. He saw the vials that were opened. But notice that at the very last thing that John said, when Jesus said, surely I come quickly, John did not say, well, come Antichrist so that Jesus could come. The last thing John said was, amen. Even so, come, Lord Jesus. John knew that he didn't know the time period, but he knew the order of the appearing. Jesus is going to come first, then the tribulation period takes place, then the revelation of Jesus Christ, and then the millennium. And John wrote those things down. He saw those things. So I'm just amazed at these preachers who gets following. They get follow, and they listen to these preachers, congregations, and just... Let me go a little step farther. I'm amazed that people that give money to preachers on TV, I'm amazed that they'll give money to these preachers. They buy airplanes. You know what I'm talking about? Living in these big houses. All you, it blows me away. Y'all think I'm stupid, don't you? I get there and just, wow, how people are deceived. Let me get to the millennium. Second point, Old Testament saints are resurrected at the end of the tribulation period and they enter to the millennium. Remember, very important, 1 Corinthians 15, every man in his own order. Talk about the resurrection. Everyone will be resurrected, but in their appointed time. The word order means appointed time. Our resurrection, of course, I'm not looking for a resurrection. I'm looking for the uppertaker, not the undertaker. I'm not looking to die. I'm looking for Jesus to come. But if our appointed time is when the dead in Christ shall rise, and we which are alive shall remain shall be caught up, that's the main harvest. But I won't get into all that, but you get the point. Every man in his own order. The Old Testament saints, they will get a resurrected body at the end of the tribulation period, along with those who had died, the saints during the tribulation period who were martyred. They will get their resurrected bodies, and we learned that. The third point, children will be born in the millennium. We talked about that two weeks ago, that people will enter to the millennium. Very important to remember, only saved people enter to the kingdom. Remember the judgment of the living nations. Archie told me something this week. He said, you need to watch something. It's called Create. I'm not going to tell you the name of it because you'll watch it. Okay? It's something about creation. It was really good. About Noah's, as it was in the days of Noah. And it's four parts. I watched the first two parts of it, and it's about an hour and a half each part. And the first one was very, very good about the creation and about the destruction in the days of Noah and the flood. And they used in Matthew 24, kind of a text verse, as it was in the days of Noah, so also shall be the coming of the Son of Man. Now, they were all messed up on their eschatology. And I've come to find out in the second part the reason they're all messed up, because these were Seventh-day Adventists. That's why I don't want you to watch this. That put together, it was really good about stuff. But anyway, they were messed up on their eschatology, you know. As it was in the days of Noah, so also shall be the coming of the Son of Man. It's not talking about the rapture. It's talking about the revelation of Jesus Christ. That's where people, and we've talked about that. We've talked about it, and we've talked about it. People try to put Matthew 24 and 25 at the rapture. It's not the rapture. It's the revelation of Jesus Christ, because you see the judgment of the living nations where Jesus comes in all his glory and the angels go into the four corners of earth and he gathers the living human beings from the north, the south, the east, and the west, and he brings them to Jerusalem. It's called the judgment of the living nations. And he separates these living people who survived the tribulation. Jesus says, he separates them as the sheep from the goats. And the sheep are referenced as saved people. They enter to the millennium in their physical bodies. So only saved people enter to the kingdom. And these saved people enter to the kingdom in their physical bodies, and they will have children, and we learned that, and they will have children, and they will have children. Besides that, people will also die in the millennium. So during the millennium, people will be born, and people will die. Now who is that will die in the millennium? Unbelievers will die. We looked at those verses. Only unbelievers will die. After that resurrection, where Jesus says there's resurrection of the just and the unjust, after that first resurrection of the just that ends at the tribulation period, there will be no more death for believers. Listen very closely. There will be no more death of believers after that. No more resurrection of the just, because there'll be no more death of believers.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Senior Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.